Blog Talk Radio.
This morning, you know, I just am still filled up. I woke up, you know, with this song. It was like one of those old spirituals that, you know, used to sing as a kid. I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind. And I woke up this morning humming that song. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you just get a feeling in your heart where your mind is just stayed on Jesus. And I did. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. And all I could say was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, God is good and his mercy endures forever and all times. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of God and wake up in the morning with your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I am just grateful, Lord, this morning that you woke me up, clothed in my right mind, with a pep in my step and a praise in my heart. Hallelujah. 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 Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Stayed on Jesus. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God is being so good. God has been good to me this morning. Woke me up, whew, hallelujah, with a pep in my step, with my mind stayed on Jesus. That song is just in my heart this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, thank you for waking me up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, with my heart ready to receive your word, with my spirit for you, Father God, to pour in more of you today. Lord God, I lift up the name of Jesus this morning, asking his coverage over this world, asking you, Lord God, to continue to watch over us, to continue to give us strength, to continue to give us a praise in our heart and a pep in my step and in our step with our minds stayed on Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you allow this word to permeate hearts, minds, and souls of those that hear it this morning, that it be a balm in Gilead to heal their minds, their bodies, and their souls, that they will know that there is only one God, and it is you. Father God, I thank you for this day that you have made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. Father God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord God, you are my strength and my redeemer. I cannot do this without you. And I ask you, Father God, to increase as I decrease in the mighty, matchless name, Savior. My friend, my brother, hallelujah, Christ Jesus, I thank you, I praise you, and it's in his name, amen, because I can't help it. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Can't sing, but I sure can praise, hallelujah. You know, the voice is not here yet, but it will be, because my mind is stayed on Jesus today. And today we will be Old Testament, Numbers, and it is awesome. When you get into the book of Numbers, Moses does not play. And, you know, I can't wait till tomorrow's lesson, because tomorrow's lesson is real good. It's, as they say, it's rich. Because you know what? The word that every time I teach or preach that word, the only thing I can ask is, are you a 2 or are you a 10? That is the word that we're going to have on tomorrow, because we're going to talk about those spies. The reason that they're walking around in this desert right now is because of unbelief. I don't think we can do it, but I know we can. Again, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. But we can do all things because our Lord God is that peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. I love the word today. So let's get started. Asking you to join me in the book of Numbers. And we're going to start in chapter 7. And we're going to go, I believe, to chapter 10. But let me double check. Because like I said, no, to chapter 11, no, chapter 12. So we'll be going all the way up to chapter 12, verse 16. So let's get started. Get out your Bibles. I am coming out of the New King James Version, which kind of gives explanation to certain words that you may see in King James. So I'm making it plain, I guess is what I want to say. I'm making King James plain for those that are following me this morning in King James. And I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And again, I am in the New King James Version. When we say life lessons, life questions, life examples, those are from Dr. Stanley. That are in the word that I am coming out of this year. It's a daily Bible. The only time that we deviate from the daily word is on Fridays and Sundays, because there is not a show on Saturdays. So on Friday and Sunday, we will read either the Old Testament or the New Testament or a portion of, like, well, we'll read Psalms or Proverbs with whichever word we're reading, whether it's the old or the new. We did cover Psalms and Proverbs on Friday. So we will be in Numbers pretty much primarily today. But if there is a Psalm or a Proverb that I want to go back over, we will do that. So thank you so much again for joining me this morning for Bible study. I know you got Sunday school coming up and church. But there is no such thing as too much word. And this is the word that God gave me for our lesson today. Whatever the Lord commands, we must do. And I say it one more time. Whatever the Lord commands, we must do. As I said, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. That song is just all up in my heart. I might have to talk to Pastor to see if we can sing it in Sunday school this morning, because it's just something about it that does something to my spirit. And anyway, Numbers chapter 7, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle that he anointed it and consecrated it and all its furnishings and the altar and all its utensils. So he anointed them and consecrated them. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses, who were the leaders of the tribes, and over those who were numbered, made an offering. And they brought their offering before the Lord 6 covered carts of 12 oxen, a cart for every two of the leaders, and presented them before the tabernacle. And listen to that, 6 covered carts with 12 oxen, 24 oxen, a cart for every two of the leaders, and for each one an ox. And they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, accept these from them that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall give them to the Levites for every man according to his service. So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites, 2 carts and 4 oxen. He gave to the sons of Gershon according to their service, and 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari according to their service, under the authority of Itamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. To the sons of Korah, he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things which they carried on their shoulders. Now the leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the altar, for the Lord said to Moses, they shall offer their offering 1 liter each day for the dedication of the altar. And the one who offered his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice a peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zura, leader of Issachar, presented an offering. For his offering, he offered 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice a peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Zur. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Elon, leader of the children of Zebulun, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in his first year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs, and their first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Elon. On the 4th day, Eleazar, the son of Shedeur, leader of the children of Reuben, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offered, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs in their what? First year. This was the offering of Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. On the 5th day, Shelumiel, the son of Rashadadi, leader of the children of Simeon, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels. Come on, y'all. 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb in its what? First year as a burnt offering, 1 kid, come on now, of the goat, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering. And as we continue, it says, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 1 male goat, 5 male lambs in their what? First year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zerushaddai. On the 6th day, Elishaphat, the son of Duel, leader of the children of Gad, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan full of 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb in its first year, as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their what? First year. This was the offering of Elishaphat, the son of Duel. On the 7th day, Elishama, the son of Amihud, leader of the children of Ephraim, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour. What was it mixed with? Was it mixed with anything? But no, it was mixed with oil as a grain offering. 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb in its what? First year as a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Amihud. On the 8th day, Gagamel, the son of Pedazar of Manasseh, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 100 shekels, 130 shekels, and 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in his first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in the first year. This was the offering of Gagamel, the son of Pishazar. On the ninth day, Abidad, the son of Gideonite, leader of the children of Benjamin, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was, what, 100 shekels. Are you seeing a pattern here? They all brought the same offering. The leaders bought the same offering. And as we continue, it says, and of course he bought what? A bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels, full of what? Incense. One young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideonite. And it goes on to say, on the 10th day, Ezar, the son of Amishadai, leader of the children of Dan, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ezar, the son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, Bigel, the son of Ochran, leader of the children of Asher, presented an offering. His offering was what? One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb, in its first year, as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat, as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs, in their what? First year. This was the offering of Bigel, the son of 12 day, Ahira, the son of Enan, leader of the children of Naphtali, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in his what? First year. Not his second year, not his third year, but its first year. As a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel, which, when it was anointed, 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold pans, each silver platter weighed 130 shekels, and each bowl 70 shekels. All the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 gold pans full of incense weighed 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, All the gold of the pans weighed 130 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offerings were 12 young bulls. The rams, 12 the male lambs in their first year, 12 with their grain offering, and the kids of the goat as a sin offering, 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offering were 24 bulls, rams 60, the male goat 60, the lambs in their first year 60. This was the dedication of offering for the altar after it was anointed. Then Moses went into the tabernacle meeting to speak with him. He heard the voice of one speaking to him from above, the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony, from between the two cherubims. Thus he spoke to him. Chapter 8. And I told y'all, even though it sounds like, oh, that is a whole lot of nonsense, it is not. What it is teaching obedience. Not one tribe deviated from what they were commanded to do. It wasn't, well, they asked for, you know, 12 shekels. They asked for 2 bulls, 2 rams, first year. I don't have first year, so I'm going to give them a second year. No, they didn't do it. They did absolutely what they were told to do. Everything they were told to do, and the way they were told to do it is how they did it. And that's what God is warning of us, to do what we are told to do. There was no deviation from their sacrifice, not one iota of deviation. It was all the same. And as we continue into chapter 8, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you arrange the lamps, the 7 lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He arranged the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand as the Lord commanded Moses. Now this workmanship of the lampstand was hammered gold. From its shaft to its flowers, it was hammered work, according to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them ceremonially. Thus you shall do to them to cleanse them, sprinkle water of purification on them, and let them shave all of their body, them wash their clothes, so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bull with this grain offering, a fine flour mixed with oil. And you shall take another young bull as a sin offering. And you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle meeting. And you shall gather together the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So you shall bring to the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord like a wave offering from the children of Israel, that they may perform the work of the Lord. Then the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls, and you heads on the young bulls. You shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord, to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them like a wave offering to the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After the Levites shall go in to service the tabernacle of meeting, so you shall cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering, for they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel. I have taken them for myself instead of all who open the womb, the firstborn of all the children of Israel. For all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the work for the children of Israel in the tabernacle of meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near the sanctuary. Then Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them, and the Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them after the Levites went in to do their work in the tabernacle of meeting before Aaron and his sons, as the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is what pertains to the Levites: from 25 years old and above, one may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And at the age of 50 years, they must cease performing this work and shall work no more. They may minister with their brethren in the tabernacle meeting to attend to needs, but they themselves shall do no work. This you shall do to the Levites regarding their duties. In other words, they will work 25 years and then they will be retired. And if only we could do that in this world, work 25 years and then at 50, retire. But that's not how it happens. Some of us are 60 plus and we still work. Why? Because we love working. Anyway, number 789, some life lessons, family. When Moses went into the tabernacle meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat. Moses heard the voice of the Lord speaking to him from above the Ark of the Covenant, but did not see his face. Like Moses, we listen for God's voice and follow his word, looking forward to the day when we see God face to face. Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 to 4. And as we continue, Numbers 8 and 4, life lessons. According to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. The Lord showed Moses a particular pattern that needed to be followed. How did he show him? We do not know, but we do know that God will use whatever means necessary to show us his will. God will use every means necessary to show us not our will, but his will. Not my will be done, Lord, but your will. We got to follow after the Lord. And as I told you, I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind. We got to keep Jesus on our mind. We got to keep the Lord on our mind. You know, I love the word from Friday. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You know, the father with the son with epilepsy is what I'm going to say. He asked God. And Jesus told him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And in our lesson today, we got to keep the commands of God. Whatever God tells us to do, that's what we got to do. What is your assignment? Whatever the Lord commands, we must do. We must do our assignment. 7 in the morning on a Sunday, doing my assignment. Come on now. And as we continue, it says in Numbers chapter 9 to chapter 10, verse 36, now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month at twilight, you shall keep it as its appointed time. According to all its rites and ceremonies, you shall keep it. So Moses told the children of Israel and they should keep the Passover and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did. Now there were certain men who were defiled by a human corpse, so that they could not keep the Passover on the day, and they came before Moses and Aaron that day. And those men said to him, "We became defiled by a human corpse. Why are we kept from presenting the offering of the Lord at his appointed time among the children of Israel?" And Moses said to them, "Stand still, that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any one of you or your posterity is unclean because of a corpse, or is far away on a journey, he may still keep the Lord's Passover on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. They may keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until morning, nor break one of its bones according to all the ordinance of the Passover. They shall keep it. But the man who is clean and is not on a journey and ceases to keep the Passover, that same person shall be cut off from among his people because he did not bring the offering of the Lord at his appointed time. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger dwells among you and would keep the Lord's Passover, he must do so according to the rite of the Passover and according to its ceremony. You shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and the native of the land. On the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, from evening until morning. It was above the tabernacle like the appearance of fire. So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, after that the children of Israel would journey in the place where the cloud settled. There the children of Israel would pitch their tents. At the command of the Lord, the children of Israel would journey, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud stayed above the tabernacle, they remained in camp. Even when the cloud continued long, many days above the tabernacle, the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and did not journey. So it was when the cloud was above the tabernacle a few days, according to the command of the Lord, they would remain in camp. And according to the command of the Lord, they would journey. So it was when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey, whether by day or by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey, whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud remained above the tabernacle. The children of Israel would remain in camp and not journey. But when it was taken up, they would journey. At the command of the Lord, they remained in camp. At the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Life lesson, stand still that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Numbers 9 and 8, despite his exalted leadership position, Moses did not presume to speak for the Lord. When the Lord had not spoken to him, he, like all of us, must continually listen to the voice of God. Numbers 9 and 23, at the command of the Lord, they remained encamped. And at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. How blessed we would be if we would go when the Lord told us to go and stay when the Lord told us to stay. Obedience is always essential to everything we do in life, and it always brings blessings, and that is the truth. Let's keep it moving. Chapter 10. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps. When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle meeting. But if they blow only one of them, the leader of the houses of the divisions of Israel shall gather to you. When you send the advance of the camps that lie on the east side shall then begin their journey. When you sound the advance for the second time, then the camp that lies on the south side shall begin their journey. They shall sound the call for them to begin their journey. And when the assembly to be gathered together, you shall blow but one sound the advance. The sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow the trumpet, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpet, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpet over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. Now it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of testimony, and the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journey. Then the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. So they started out for the first time according to the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. The standard of the camp of the children of Judah set out first according to their armies. Over their army was Nashon, son of Amminadab. Over the armies of the tribes of the children of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Zohar. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Elon. Then the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon, the sons of Mari, set out carrying the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their armies. Over the army was Eleazar, the son of Shadar. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Jerushadai. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Gad was Elzaphan, the son of Deuel. And the Korahites set out carrying the holy things. The tabernacle will be prepared for their arrival. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set out according to their armies. Over their army was Elishama, the son of Aminahud. Over the army of the tribe of children of Manasseh was Gagamel, the son of Pedazahar. And over the army of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gedani. Then the standard of the camp of the children of Dan, the rear guard of the camp, set out according to their armies. Over their armies was Ezar, the son of Mishadai. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Asher was Begel, the son of Akram. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus was the order of march of the children of Israel according to their armies when they began their journey. Now Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are setting out for the place of which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you well.' For the Lord has promised good things to Israel." And he said to him, "I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives." Numbers 10 and 10. In the day of your gladness, a close relationship with God always brings gladness. We must take care that we do not so focus on duty that we overlook the equal call to joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Numbers 10 and 29, come with us and you will, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel. Generosity of spirit always accompanies a mature saint of God. Gladly believers understand that God blesses them so that they might bless others. See 2 Corinthians 9 and 11. I told y'all it was a great word this morning. Chapter 11 of Numbers. And it says this. Now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. So he called the names of the place Taberah, God, the fire of the Lord had burned among them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. Now the manna was like coriander seed and the color like the color of bdellium. The people went about and gathered it, ground it up on millstones, or beat it in the mortar, cooked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And its taste was like the taste of pastry prepared with oil. And when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. Then Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, everyone at the door of their tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly aroused. Moses also was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight that you have laid the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as a guardian carries a nursing child to the land which you swore to their fathers? Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, give us meat that we may eat. I am not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness. So the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle meeting. Stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you and will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. Then he shall say to the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall eat not one day, not 2 days, not 5 days, not 10 days, not 20 days, but for a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have despised the Lord who is among you and have wept before him, saying, why did we ever come up out of Egypt? And Moses said, the people whom I am among are 600,000 men on foot, yet you have said, I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month. Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough for them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? And the Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's arm been shortened? How you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. You know, God's arms are not small. Hallelujah, we are blessed. Lesson is this, when the people of chapter 11, verse 1, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. Just as God always blessed an obedient spirit, so he always judges a complaining spirit. 1 Corinthians 10:10, no one can grumble and honor God at the same time. Did you hear that? No one can grumble and honor God at the same time. 11 and 20, you have displeased the Lord who is among you. We have despised the Lord who lives among us when we declare his provisions insufficient and his plan defective. How much better to praise the Lord for who he is than to complain about what you don't have? Our frustrations can make us doubt the Lord's power and wisdom, but we must always remember that God is sovereign and fully able to fulfill all his promises. And it says in verse 24, so Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tabernacle. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took up the spirit that was upon him and placed 70 elders. And it happened when the spirit rested upon them that they prophesied, although they never did so again. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the spirit rested upon them. Now they were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle. Yet they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad were prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. Then Moses said to him, are you zealous for my sake, oh, that all the Lord people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them? And Moses returned to the camp, he and elders of Israel. Now a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea, and left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp and above 2 cubits, above the surface of the ground. And the people stayed out up all that day, all night, and all the next day gathering the quail. He who gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people. And the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. So he called the name of the plague here Tibrath Hatavah, because there they buried the people who had yielded to craving. From Kibbutz Hatavah, the people moved to Hazeroth and camped at Hazeroth. Now, the spirit of jealousy is coming in here, and bigotry, and prejudice, and all the things that are not of God. But this is what happened now. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. Now the man, Moses, was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle meeting. So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward. Then he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark things. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, oh, my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly, and in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, please heal her, O God, I pray. Then the Lord said to Moses, if her father had put spit in her face, would she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterwards she may be received again. So Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days. And the people, did not journey. Now Miriam was brought in again. And afterwards, the people moved from Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Numbers 12 and 14, let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterwards she may be received again. God is gracious, but he will not be mocked. Sin remains sin no matter who commits it, and God will respond to it. Also, his forgiveness of our sin does not necessarily mean the removal of all the consequences of our actions. Wow. That was a word this morning. We got to do what God says do. We got to do what God says do. Whatever the Lord commands, we must do. And we can't get out there bickering and complaining about he said, she said, and worrying about how somebody's married to somebody that you don't like, or somebody that doesn't look like you, or his wife looks like this, or her husband is that. Who are we to judge who God puts together? Because they have become one because God did it. Yes, there are some that God did not put together, and God will be the one to tear them apart, not us. But Miriam and Aaron judging Moses because of his Ethiopian wife. Who are they? Who are they? Well, we do this and we do that. The whining and complaining. Wait, didn't they? Well, we won't meet it. I'm just going to eat it. Okay. You do you. But is that what the Lord commanded? No. We got to follow God. If you can learn nothing from the lesson today, it was following the God's commandments. You know, the 12 tribes, everything that they were commanded to do, they did. What amount they were told to bring, they brought. Everything was done decent and in order because they did what thus says the Lord. And our word this morning from Sister Carolyn is, good morning, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. Have a strong in Christ Sunday morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. We got to have our mind stayed on Jesus today and every day. When you wake up in the morning, get your mind stayed on Jesus and watch him work in your life. But the one thing, whatever you do, follow the commands of God. Whatever God tells you to do, just do it. Like the Nike swish, we got to just do it. Whatever God, if God says move, then you move. If God says stay, then you stay. If God says go home and your home is elsewhere, then you pack up and go home. Whatever the Lord has for you is for you. But when God says do, just do it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in this morning. It has been a good word. And again, I'm saying it a third time. Whatever the Lord commands, we must. Put that in your arsenal. Keep that in your praise. Put that in your pep and your step. Whatever the Lord commands me to do, I will do. Do your assignment. Whatever your assignment is, just do it. Thank you so much, and as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of our Savior Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And as always, find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church that all that you learn will stay in your heart, your mind, and your spirit. And remember, keep Jesus on your mind. Ooh, hallelujah, today and every day. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Have a blessed day, family. As always, it is a wrap. I love you. I thank God for you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And join me tomorrow as we go back to our normal schedule. We'll be in Numbers. We'll be in Psalms. And we'll be in the book of Mark, one more day. Have a blessed day, family. It's around.